My name is Jane Maina, and I am happy to be here to bring the word of God to you. I believe that God has something for us. Psalms 34 has been in all our lips this morning. And thank God it is our sermon for today. Thank you so much, Pastor Eileen, for giving me this opportunity once again. It is not just a usual thing to stand before the people of God, but I always take it as a privilege because you don't bring your own word, you bring the word of God. So let me pray for the word before I start. Father, thank you. Thank you for this day, and thank you for gathering us together. We are here to hear your word and what you have to say to us after 6 days of doing our own things and minding our own businesses. Speak to us, O God. Let everybody hear your voice as you speak to their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Psalms 34 was written by David. We all know David was the man after God's heart. But sometimes when we read the word of God, it is not so, because David is one man who went through so much. From the beginning, from his childhood, all the way, you remember how David became king and how he was anointed by Saul. He was one man who was not even remembered by his own family. Not only his own family, but his own father. Because even the father couldn't think that David could become something. But God knew that David was going to be the man after his own heart. And even after all that, David encountered so many issues and so many problems. And so when he was writing Psalms 34, the Bible says that he was running away from Abimelech because he was supposed to be killed. And the Bible says that David was being pursued to be killed. And that is when he came to write these Psalms, because he could not even understand. I am a man after God's heart, but why am I facing so many challenges? Why is everything not working on me? Everything was against David. And when I was thinking about this word, I was looking at my own life. Let me be honest with you. I've been going through a lot of, I'm not going to call them problems, but I think there's something that God has been packaging in my life. And when I was reading these Psalms, I thought about myself and many people. And when I'm going that season, which I'm still going on, I could meet so many people and they could ask me, Jane, how come those who love God so much, their things don't go smoothly? But those who are in the world doing what they love doing, everything goes very smooth. And you remember, you know all in the book of Psalm 73, the same David went to God and he was ready to question God. And he asked God, I want you to answer me one question. How come the wicked are so prosperous? The wicked are so good. Even their children, they live a very good life. But we who labor for you, we the righteous, we suffer. Nothing seems to work for us. But the Bible says, God answered David, and he told David, when David went to the sanctuary, the Lord said to him, look at the head of the unrighteous and the wicked. Sometimes we look at the world and we envy those who are doing worldly things, because they live lavish life, they don't suffer nothing, they are okay. But we have to labor for what we have, for our lives and for the good things that we have. But the Bible says, seek you first the kingdom of God, and the rest shall follow you. You better have a quarter, but you have the kingdom of God. Because with the kingdom, even the little that you have, God is gonna make it enough. So I was talking about myself, And so I've been asking God, God, what are you trying to teach me in this season that I'm going through? Not only things matters in Canada, even back home, something very, very strange to me happened. And I just sat down and I said to myself, I think it is now turning to God, because if you have things to handle in Canada, then things come from home. It's up to you to know, are you going to be strong or are you going to be breaked? And that's where we see even David in Psalms 34, he was breaked. He had fear, because what happens when things don't work for us? Fear comes in us. We start even seeing like God is against us. We start seeing like we are not doing right. Am I not praying right? Am I not doing what I ought to do for God? Why is all this happening to me? David wrote this psalm after escaping death to the hands of Abimelech by pretending to be insane. Just imagine David pretending to be insane. Because sometimes you have to face the devil head on. It doesn't matter what he brings to you. Because if you concentrate too much, it's gonna break you and it's gonna remove you from the purpose of God. While all this time that God brings us problems, I'm not gonna call them problems. It is like God is teaching us his ways and how to walk in his ways. Because God will never bring suffering to his people. You're not going to seek God and God bring you suffering. That is like punishing your own child. If you have a child and your child is not right, you're not going to punish that child, but you're going to work hard to see that your child is changed and transformed. That does not mean that you wake up one day and addiction is gone. That doesn't mean that you wake up one day and your child is changed, or your husband is changed, or your colleagues at work are changed. It is work. And God knows that between that and there, He works for you. He makes you. He transforms you. He positions you so that you can stand. And David shared his own testimony and said, I sought the Lord, like we have read. This is David now talking. After asking himself all those questions, after analyzing what was going on with his life, then he had to say this, that I sought to the Lord and he answered me. Just imagine, even when you feel like God is far away from you, he is not. At his own time, he will come and answer you. I will tell you that there's a time I was like, when I moved from this shelter to the other, I was like, God, now what is all this? Because I went there and by the time I get used even to the food and all that, and I was like, my God, I'm not never gonna eat in this shelter. But God reminded me something. Actually, God rebuked me. Look at you, Jane. You are in your own room. You are not sharing your bathroom with anyone. In this room, you can kneel down and call on me even at 3 a.m. Where I was, even speaking on phone was a problem. Even kneeling down to pray was a problem, because you are in an open place and you don't know what other people would think if you are to pray. And God rebuked me and I was like, yes. If God, you're not working with me, then I don't know what I'm complaining about. And even when I was going through what I was going through about home, God came and made me come back to my senses and see the good things that God is doing. Because there's a way we position God. There's a way we want God to work. This a program that we set for God, that God, by December, by Christmas, I want to be here. But God has his own plan. God has his own way of doing things. It is not according to you. Yes, he knows your desires. He knows your fears. He knows what you need. But yes, he has to work things for himself so that he can perfect. Because if he work with what we are feeling, if we work with what we want to see, we might not get where God wants us to go. And if at any time God leaves us to do, okay, God can say, okay, is that what you want? All right, take it. it might bring us problems. And let me tell you, every time God is leading you, you better walk with God. It doesn't matter how the road is. It doesn't matter how fearful the road seems to be. The only thing you need to understand is that God is with you, is that God is holding you. There is nothing good like knowing I am going. Yes, I can see this is a river that I want, that I need to cross, just like the children of Israel. And the Bible says when they go to the Red Sea, they could not understand, my God, how are we gonna cross this sea? Because into their own thinking, they were very confident that God is just going to move them from here to here, from Superdina to St. George's, and here we are in Canaan. But God had his own plan, because he wanted to know, these hearts that are so fearful, can they trust me? These people that has been going through so much, can they trust me? Can they trust my word? And the Bible says when they got there, and Moses spoke to God, because God could speak to Moses, and Moses knew the power of God. Moses knew where God was taking them. And Moses knew that the people that he was leading, they were not 100% in agreeable. They were like, okay, let's just go, because Moses is telling us God is with us. But I know, just like us, sometimes God speaks to us, even today, and God saying that God delivers his righteous people from afflictions, from every wickedness, from everything that gives us anxiety and fear. But still, when we walk away from this door, if we go home and fight, whatever we have been facing is still there. The fear again comes. But today, God is telling us, do not fear, because God is with us. And this is where the Bible says in the book of Psalms 145, that the Lord is near to all who call on him. In truth, he fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. What are you crying for this morning? What is that thing has put fear in you? Do you know what fear feels? Fear feels like you don't know where you are going. You don't know whether to pray. You don't know whether to fast, because you have done all that. You don't know whether to, as in, it comes a time when you are not seeing what is ahead of you. You are here. Yes, I'm here, but I don't know what is ahead of you. Like me, I'll give you my examples, because this is what I'm going through and this is what I've been going through. But God has been so powerful, ministering to me into my spirit and reassuring me that I am with you. Be still and know that I am God. It doesn't matter what is happening to your neighbor, because we are here. Even now we are here. But let me tell you guys, we are all going our own path. We are all fighting our own battles. We all have our own fears. If you speak to your neighbor now and ask them, what is it that giving you anxiety? What is it that is giving you sleepless night? What is it that makes you to cry to God like a child? You will be amazed. But every time you think about yourself, you think you are the only one who is going through issues. But today, God is speaking to us in the book of Psalms 34. And when you go home, read that book, meditate it, put it in your heart, let it assure you that you are not alone, but God is walking with you. Because let me tell you, people of God, problems and issues will always be there. There is no day we are going to wake up and feel like now we are 100%. Because if you get this, you want this. If you want that, you want that. But that's why the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. Which is not easy to seek the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God, it calls us to righteousness. It calls us to committing ourselves to God. It calls us to hearing God and doing what God is asking us to do. I love the journey of the children of Israel. Because if Moses wasn't there to hear God and to tell the people of God, do not fear. Imagine, even when Moses went to the mountain and went to the mountain for 40 days, when he came down, he found them. They have already changed. The God who gave them manna, they forgot. The God who brought them out of the hands of Pharaoh, they forgot. Why? Because they did not believe God. They did not see God the way Moses was seeing God. And that's why the book of Psalms always encourages us all the time. If you read many chapters of David, they are of encouragement, because this is a man who walked with God. This is a man who used to commit sin. And I'm not saying we commit sin, but this is a man who used to commit sin. And the next minute, the man is so broken, you know. The man is like, oh God, have mercy on me. Only you, God, can deliver me. Only you, God, can save me. Because he understood the power that was in the word of God and the power that was in God. Today, I would like to encourage you. Do not look for help in your boss. Do not look for help in what you do. Because we wake up every day. Yes, we go to work. But let us not think or imagine that we could find help in what we do or what we have. And that is why the Bible also says again and again. And today I want to remind you, seek you first the kingdom of God. Because sometimes, and I'm sorry to say this, sometimes I go to where I work, and when I go there, I see patients. When I go back home to my room, yes, I don't have a home, but I go and tell God, thank you, Lord, because I am able to help those who cannot help themselves. Yet they have homes, they have cars, but they can't drive. They have beautiful homes, but they are not happy because they are not well. They are sick. And I go home and tell God, yes, I'm working for money, but what fulfills me is to help somebody who is not able to help themselves. So today we are privileged and we are blessed that we can walk to the house of God. We can come to the house of God. We can hear the word of God encouraging us. All I would like us to know is that we ought to be righteous, because the promise of God is not for everybody. The promise of God is for those who are righteous. We have read the word, and that's what the word says, that God is close to the righteous. Just imagine God just being close to you. You don't need anything else. You don't need the crowd. No, your family could be away from you. But even your own children, they can rise against you. Even your own husband, even your wife, they can rise against you. But don't you think it is very good, it is beautiful to be close to God? Because being close to God, you understand heaven, you understand the kingdom, and you understand how the kingdom works. And therefore, you do not fear, but you can stand and say, oh God, you are my refuge. In you I trust, in you I hope. And let me tell you, God will never leave his own, just like we have read in the word. God will never leave his own. And we know, again, what the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8. Because all these things will happen. Good things happen to the righteous. Even bad things happen to the righteous. But the Bible says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. It's not everybody who is called, but if you are called for the purpose of God, you better work for God. You better align yourself with God. I am feeling so energetic, and because I am coming from a pit. I can say I'm coming from a pit. It's not even about being Canada and all that and my healing and all that, but you know where we came from. There are so many things, let me tell you. Every day you wake up and pray, oh God, I pray that I don't find a text message that will break my heart. Oh God, I pray that I don't receive a phone call from home that will make me go down or break down. Every day we pray for that. But God has been so good, and God has been so faithful, because every day we receive new strength. Every day we receive new power. But that is when we align ourselves in the things of God. So today, my dear friends, may the Lord help you. May the Lord help us to trust him, to look unto him, to ask him for help, to emulate David, who knew very well. And because he's human like we are, every time Pastor Eileen comes here and talks about lament, let me tell you, even from tomorrow, even today afternoon, we will be lamenting. Trust you, me, everybody here, we will go home and we'll lament even without knowing. That is why God understands our lament. He understands that we are human. He understands that we go through things. He understands that we are in the world. But the Bible tells us, yes, we are here, but we are not like of those in the world. And every time I want to break down or to feel like, no, God, it's like, God, you are not here, I remind myself, God reminds me, Jane, always remember, you are not like them. Even if you see everything working so good and so that for, just know that you are not like them. You have to stand on the ground and know who your God is. Because nobody is going to know your God for you. It is through prayers. It is through the word of God. It is through getting closer to God. That is why David knew God very well. You remember even, I don't know whether it is the same chapter that David said, I was young and now I am old, but I have never seen God forsake the righteous. That is enough for us to know that no matter what happens in our lives, God will always be there. My brothers and my sisters, may the God give us the wisdom to understand him, to know him, to walk with him, to tell him, Lord, here we are. Our lives belongs to you. It is you first, then we follow. Because we don't want to lead, then we start coming back. Because we're coming back, it's gonna be hard work. It's gonna be hard. But I want to encourage you today, even as I finish, that God is always ready to help us. We are his children. There's no way he's gonna punish us. It doesn't matter what is going on, but he will deliver us. Whatever happens, he will deliver us. Even if you are sick, the Lord is able to heal. Even if your family is not okay, the Lord is able to restore, because we are his children. All we need to do is to go to him and tell him, Father, here I've come. This is my family. This is my children. This is my job. Do what you got to do, because I'm your child. I'm your son. I'm your daughter, and you can't afford to let me down. And let me tell you, God will never let you down. He will always be there to help us all the time. May the Lord bless you.